This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials say more and more public and private laboratories are now able to test for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With more cases of the new coronavirus being reported around the U.S., officials are urging Americans to play it safe. At Tuesday evening's White House task force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said,
"It doesn't matter if you're in a state that has no cases or one case. You have to start taking seriously what you can do now."
If you're feeling sick, officials say don't go straight to your doctor's office. Instead, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"Call the doctor's office so that you don't just walk right in. Follow their infection control procedures for doing that."
Facilities in all 50 states are now capable of running tests for coronavirus. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Airlines are slashing flights and freezing hiring as they experience a sharp drop in bookings in the face of the spreading coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Currently, the number of coronavirus cases in the world has surpassed 118,000. The death toll is above 4,000. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden looks to have won Democratic primaries in Mississippi and Missouri as he and Senator Bernie Sanders compete for the Democratic nomination in this year's presidential election. Biden won 10 of the 14 party primaries last week over Sanders. Advanced polling shows him doing well in Midwestern state of Michigan, the country's auto manufacturer.